Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nobody on the fan text has guessed the player yet. It is not Bradley Beal. I understand why you would guess that. But it's not Bradley Beal.
Some interesting guesses, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Could this be the player that the Mavericks really need? 877-881-1053. Now, this is a fascinating topic to me because, like, and again, I get why people are guessing Bradley Beal. Obviously, I have been pushing for that, as many others have been, because I just think in terms of position, in terms of defense, to a certain extent, I still think Bradley Beal needs to be a motivated defender at times. But when he is a fantastic defender.
Just for one second, because I do want to get to the other person. But I was talking to Sandler about this and just being realistic. And I know Dawson talked about Bradley Beal yesterday. He would be the perfect fit for us.
Yes.
But we don't have the pieces to
probably
get him.
Not.
Now, if you want to trade, if you want to start with trading Porzingis, if you want to put Porzingis in the deal, but then it's like, son of a gun. So we're giving up Porzingis to get Beal. How much better does that make us? But if you want to trade our kind of Dorian Finney-Smith and Jalen Brunson and the 18th overall pick, you're probably going to get beat out. If Washington makes Bradley Beal available, we're going to lose the bidding war if that's the best we can do.
If we could find that magical team that just absolutely loves Powell and Dorian Finney-Smith and Jalen Brunson, but it just, that seems unlikely. So the player we have in mind, we have gotten so many guesses. A lot of guesses from the Bulls, which is smart. Markkanen, Levine, Booker, Hield, Wendell Carter Jr., DeMar DeRozan, Andre Drummond, Kwame Brown. Come on!
Kwame. All right.
Tyson Chandler. Several players that are already on the Mavericks. Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon's a name that has been kicked around a long time here.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin. And on it goes. However, only one human being from the 817. Clap, clap, clap. Congratulations to you. It is Victor Oladipo. And the interesting thing that I thought when I looked at that is I was like, what a trash draft he came from. I guess if you only look at the first part of the draft, because the second half of that first round, you got Giannis and you got Rudy Gobert.
Shane Larkin, too.
But
yep. Man, can't forget Shane Larkin.
I definitely did forget Shane Larkin. But the top 14 of that draft is the absolute worst. I think one player, and that's Oladipo, has ever been in an all-star game. You had, I will argue, the worst number one pick of all time in Anthony Bennett. And then you have Otto Porter, Cody Zeller, Alex Len. I told everyone he would suck. Nerlens Noel, Ben McLemore, KCP, Trey Burke, CJ McCollum. CJ McCollum's good.
Yeah, that's a solid pick.
Yeah. Michael Carter Williams, Steven Adams.
Steven Adams is solid.
Yeah, but like.
Very good role player.
At that top 10.
It's not like Blake Griffin, James Harden, and Steph Curry. Like, if you just go right, some of the better ones.
Once you get past the top nine, you start to feel better about it. But that top nine is the worst outside of Oladipo. And Oladipo is, I think, more gettable. Is that the idea behind this?
So I was watching a person break down kind of how the Mavericks can get themselves into a championship contender status. And it's saying, look, this offseason, the Mavericks don't have any salary cap room to add a player. They said this year's free agent crop is a bad crop. So there's nobody in this free agent class that can really help the Mavericks, and they don't really have the room to go get them. And it was assuming that Tim Hardaway Jr. will be back on the team one way or the other.
Yep.
He'll either sign a new contract or he'll opt into his approximately $18, $19 million. I think it's right around that.
I believe that's correct.
On what he would opt into for his deal. So they're saying, but the next offseason, the Mavericks will have close to max cap space, and it will be easy for them to create max cap space. And it said in this deal, it said, look, the four LA guys are all free agents. LeBron, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George. They all can opt out of their contract and become free agents. But they're like, let's be realistic here for Dallas. They've never really caught the super big fish in free agency, and those guys probably don't want to leave LA. It's not like many players are trying to leave the LA market to get to the Dallas market for basketball.
Yeah.
And then they said, the Greek Freak's a free agent. They said, let's be realistic here. We can't really say the Mavericks should go all in on the Greek Freak because most likely he's either staying in Milwaukee or going to one of those Miami, Chicago, you know, most likely not New York. But, like, you know, I mean, when you talk about big-time NBA free agents, if they're leaving Milwaukee, they're usually not choosing Dallas. They said, but Luka is a major draw. So there's going to be people that do look at Luka and say, I want to go play with Luka, but it's going to be Luka's team. So does Greek Freak want to go to Dallas and be like, okay, now I have to fight over who's going to get all the credit? We know that's a big deal in the NBA. Just recently, watching the Lakers and the Celtics deal, when Pat Riley in 1986, after they lost to the Rockets, said, Magic, I need this to be your team and I need you to be an aggressive scorer. You know what Magic first said to Pat Riley? Have you talked to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar about this?
Oh,
because that's the way the NBA works. Magic's like, this – Kareem's maybe the greatest player in NBA basketball. I get what you're telling me. Are you sure that this is going to work with Kareem still on the team? And we know what Shaq and Kobe went through. We know. So I love that this guy put together this deal saying, who would be okay going to Dallas on big-time money, but knowing it's Luka's team and playing off of Luka? And they said, free agent Victor Oladipo. And they said, now, let's – also go over this, Kevin and Reggie, and then I'll let you guys speak on this. I know I'm hogging the mic right now. Is they need to see him play in this 8 games. They need to see him play playoff basketball, and then they need to see him the next season. He's not a free agent this offseason. It's the next offseason, and then the Mavericks do have the money to add Victor Oladipo. So they said there are some steps that Victor Oladipo needs to show that he can get back to his all-star form, but this is a guy that could leave Indiana and see the Dallas Mavericks as the championship team he needs to join with Luka and Porzingis.
And I think that's one of the keys right there, because somebody weighed in from the 817, for example, with, like, Jaylen Brown. I just – that, like – great, I'll do that, but I just don't see any way in which that person becomes available, where I do see a path to which Victor Oladipo becomes available. And the thing about him is, like, if you want to say that he's a wonky three-point shooter, fair enough, but he's not coming here because you need somebody to absolutely score points. Like, you already have three people that you think can score points. And if he's your third or fourth option as an offensive player, well, huzzah. He will instantaneously be far and away the best defensive player that you have. And so there's a variety of things that I like about this. First of all, he seems gettable. Second of all, he just turned 28, so he's not, like, old or anything like that. And then he fits positionally and he fits defensively. That is the biggest thing for me. He can score. He's not always the most efficient scorer. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But he fits defensively. And that's why I like him, is he's somebody who could be a third or fourth offensive option and be an elite third or fourth offensive option. And he can be an elite defender, as you saw just last year.
Yeah, an all-defensive team in 2017-18. And, you know, he's also in that same season, he had the most steals, right? Like, all of his career, he's had a penchant for, you know, getting that ball and creating fast break opportunities. Now, when we talk about any player or any prospect, we do need to go over what the negatives are, what the downsides are, just to be fair. And the tough part about it for Victor Oladipo, a lot of injuries in there.
Yeah.
And he's played 49 games of the last two seasons, right? Of course, this last one being truncated thus far. But yeah, that's not amazing. So that's why you'd want to see him in that last season of his contract in Indy, see him flesh that out, see that he could still be the player that you know him to be in the past. But yeah, I think, Kevin,
that's what makes him gettable too, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head, though. Like, he can do so many things, especially as if he's your third player, or even if he's like kind of fluctuates into your second best player.
Sure.
He does all those things good enough that where you don't need him to do them all the time, but when you do need him, he can do it at a high level. And plus, when you talk about having the play style that he has, he's a combo guard, right? Like, he can run the point guard.
But
so,
he doesn't need to.
Exactly. He could play off ball as well. In fact, he might be better as a shooting guard at times. So that works with Luka, this point forward that you have, who's essentially your point guard. Like, he's going to run the point, but when he goes off, now you can stagger minutes and have a capable top line type point guard running maybe a second team or running some minutes with the second team. And I think that makes it really interesting. And I don't mean to, you know, dig at the people who love Jalen Brunson. We love Jalen Brunson too, but there's got to be an acknowledgement that it's not the same.
Okay, I want to see how much you guys are willing to, how much you've done your research on Victor Oladipo. Did you know he was on The Masked Singer? Can you name what character he played on The Masked Singer? For the record, I definitely did not know this until I looked it up.
I didn't watch it. He played an elephant. I'm just naming an animal. I don't know.
He played this weird bunny monster-looking thing called Thingamajig. So Victor Oladipo was Thingamajig on The Masked Singer.
He actually has an album that he put out.
He does?
R&B album.
Okay, because somebody said from the 337 he can sing, and I thought they just meant he can sing because he was on The Masked Singer. I did not know that he had like an album and everything like that.
So that's also a benefit you're getting for the Mavs,
Good.
Okay.
I think Jerry Stackhouse sang the national anthem one time. Maybe he'll sing the national
anthem
one time.
That is true if we keep those around before sporting events. I don't know if you've heard the news of the day, Mike. A lot of things are in flux.
True.
So the thing that I like about that, and by the way, somebody asked, will we keep THJ next year? You know, we had talked about that in the past, and I still think he's going to opt in because of the uncertainty around.
And even if he doesn't, Mark Cuban has come out and said he's going to be a Maverick for a long time. He loves the fit. I think he said it here on 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
He loves the fit that as the season progressed and he, you know, obviously struggled off the bench, struggled early in the year, but when he was like 100% healthy and trusted his body and was confident and was in that starting lineup. And just think of this. I'm just going to throw this out for you. And I don't know if this will be a finishing team in 2021 for the Mavericks. A lot of things can change based off of what happens in this 8-game and then playoff thing and then a whole nother season. But let's just say it all worked out and Victor Oladipo became healthy, became a really good player again for the Pacers, but he's like, you know what? The Pacers aren't a championship team. I want to go join Luka, and he joins Luka and Porzingis, and you have Oladipo, Luka, Porzingis. You can have Tim Hardaway Jr. and Seth Curry out on the court. Now, that's a small ball team, but, I mean, that's pretty lethal if you wanted to go in that route and say, hey, we're going to go small ball here, and we're going to do that. Or you obviously take Curry off of the court, or THJ for a finishing. It just matters who you want out there. And then you have, at this point, you'd have to say Powell or Kleba as the other guy out on the court. So you'd have, let's just say, Porzingis, Powell, Luka, Victor Oladipo, and Tim Hardaway Jr. And, I mean, I think that's a championship-contending team.
Especially since you finally have the semblance of somebody that you can look at as your top defender. Like, especially perimeter defender. I know people will shout out, you know, Maxi and stuff like that. But I'm saying, like, somebody who can chase on the perimeter. So I like this. And somebody pointed out, I think the word you're looking for is obtainable instead of gettable. Maybe that's probably fair. This is probably more realistic than Bradley Beal.
Yeah, or more realistic than the Greek Freak. I get it. He's going to be a free agent. You know what? So's LeBron and so's Kawhi Leonard. I don't think they're coming to Dallas. And that was why I really liked watching this was let's give realistic ideas for the Dallas Mavericks. And Victor Oladipo, you know, he's going to be a free agent. He is not a top 10 player in the NBA, but could the Mavericks get him? Yes, the Mavericks could maybe get him in the free agent class of 2021. They're gonna ask the Greek Freak, hey, you want to come to Dallas? And he's probably going to say, no, I don't want to come to Dallas.
Yeah.
And then you move on. I get like Mike Fisher's point. Yeah, you ask him, hey, LeBron, you want to come to Dallas? No. Okay, next guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.